The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Barkeep! The ether needs more drinks over here.
Sure. What's your pleasure? Mina?
How would Tita know if Mina is a pleasure? She won't give me the chance!
Not what I meant, Tita, me old chum. Long time no see, Mina.
I'm sorry, do we know each other?
Sure we do. Remember about 4 or 5 years ago? Max, Captain Maxella Mailer. You and that doctor fellow left me for dead when that planet exploded.
Oh my word. Max, you're alive!
Doctor Who, Murder on the Solar Express, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Episode 2.
Alive!
Alive and in the flesh.
But how did you escape from that evil warmonger, Captain Drake?
Well, it wasn't too hard. You see, he was going to leave me for dead on that exploding planet, kind of like you guys. But he forgot about me. Some internal politics, as I recall. But anyway, I managed to free myself from my bonds, grab an escape pod and scarper out of there. Good thing too. When I looked out the window of my escape pod, I couldn't help but bear witness to a giant space whale swallowing up old Drake's ship.
So, Captain Drake is dead?
He and his entire ship and crew were lunch. Swallowed whole. Never to be heard from again. I was lucky. The moment creature decided it was too full for dessert. I was stuck in that escape pod for 3 days. Nearly ran out of oxygen. I thought I was done for. But happily a space yacht came along and towed me in. And now, all these years on, I work the Crystal Star in this ship as a bartender. And now here you are. In life a funny old game.
Funny. That's one word for it.
Tita is getting bored with this conversation. Tita would like to be served more drinks. Max!
Keep your hair on, D, old chum. I got you covered. Here you are, matey.
But how did you know what I wanted? I haven't told you yet.
Oh, you guys ever order a buzzy navels?
Ah, so true. But Mina hasn't ordered.
Mina needs more time to decide what she wants, so why don't you go rejoin your friend and mine, and I'll be along in a minute, okay?
Sure. Dita can take the hint. I understand.
Thank God. What is with that guy? Just weirdo.
Who? Dita? Dunno. Only met him a few hours ago when he and his friend came aboard. Never mind them. What are you doing here? Never thought I'd see you or that doctor friend of yours ever again. In case I failed to mention it, you guys left me for dead.
I heard you the first time, Max. Let me assure you, it wasn't done on purpose. We didn't have time to wait. That planet was about to explode, so we had to leave or die. We had no idea where or how to find you. We had to save ourselves. And we hoped for the best outcome for you. So, I'm sorry. I'm glad you're okay, though. I'm really sorry.
Sure, I understand. You got lucky, I got lucky. Where is that doctor bloke, anyway?
He's aboard this ship, though you wouldn't recognize him if you saw him.
Why's that? Hasn't been more than half a decade since I saw you two. I recognized you easy enough.
The doctor... Well, it's a long story. But he looks and sounds very different from the last time you saw him. It's called regeneration. It's something he and his race do to extend their lives, but never mind that. Can you tell me what's going on aboard this ship? Something is off.
What do you mean?
We hadn't been aboard 5 minutes, and one of the crew was murdered. Stabbed through the heart. You know? It's crazy. There's something going on here. It's concerning.
News to me. Who was it?
Some Lieutenant Lango or something.
Oh, not Lango. He was a mate of mine. One of the nicest blokes you'd want to meet. Who'd want to knock him off?
That's exactly what the doctor, Jen, and I are trying to figure out.
Well, if I can be of any help, just let me know. Lango was good to me. One of the few friends I had aboard this tub. And if someone's done him in, I want a piece of him.
Then keep your ears open. If you hear anything interesting, let me know, okay?
No worries, Mina. I got your back.
Say, K2, how many people are currently aboard the Solar Express?
According to the ship's manifest, there are currently 184 passengers and crew aboard, sir. And one deceased.
Lieutenant Lango.
Correct, sir.
Have you any idea who would want to kill him, K2?
Negative, sir.
How long had Lieutenant Lango been employed by Crystal Star Spaceliners, Inc.?
2 years, 3 months, and 7 days, sir.
I see. How many ships had he been assigned to since the start of his employ with the company?
Only two, sir. Before the Solar Express, Lieutenant Lango was stationed aboard the lost liner known as the Canary, sir.
So, the Solar Express was only his second ship with the company. Interesting. What happened to the Canary?
The Canary was lost when it entered the Cronkite asteroid belt, sir. According to the report made by Captain Nate, the ship was struck by an asteroid, which disabled its shields and engines. From that moment, it was slowly bombarded by more asteroids and was completely destroyed.
How many survivors?
Precisely 6 crew members and 5 passengers survived the accident, sir.
Who were the surviving crew members?
Captain Barton Nate, Dr. Felicity Hart, Lieutenant Jonas Lango, Purser Petrov Powell, Chef Travis Grant, and Server Maxella Mailor.
Maxella Mailor? That name has a familiar ring to it. Oh, wait, I know the Max! Of course! Oh, so he survived that doomed planet. Excellent! Are any of these crew members you've just mentioned currently serving aboard this ship, K2?
All of them, except Chef Travis Grant, sir.
What's become of Travis Grant, eh? Why would he be the odd man out?
Chef Travis Grant disappeared under mysterious circumstances shortly after the Canary accident, sir.
And no one knows what's happened to him?
No, sir. Not according to official reports.
Is there a way to actually see these reports for myself?
I see that you have been accorded all access aboard this ship, Doctor.
I have indeed. I am the examiner. An inspector. And I've taken it upon myself to solve the murder of Lieutenant Lango.
In that case, here is a pad. On it, you may access all information regarding the loss of the Canary, sir.
Oh, I see. Thank you, K2. You've been most helpful. Interesting read. Interesting indeed. I think it's time to talk to the rest of the old crew. And I think I'll start with Dr. Felicity Hart.
So tell me, Tracy, have you noticed anything odd since you've been aboard this ship?
What do you mean by odd?
Well, you know, anything at all out of the ordinary. Anything of note.
Apart from the fact that no one aboard this luxury liner seems to be having any fun, no.
What do you mean?
There are quite a number of passengers, but no one seems happy to be here. They just seem so lifeless. I mean, I don't know about you, but I came on board the Solar Express to mingle and party. This is supposed to be a holiday voyage for me. But all the other passengers I've met so far have been all business in their attitude.
Okay, what do you mean?
When I try to talk to anyone, they just seem so lifeless. Practically monotone. Like they're just disinterested in anything I have to say. I thought maybe it was just a few boring folks from the Chorum planetary system, as those losers never want to have any fun, but everyone I've talked to has been the same aboard this ship. That is, until I spoke to you and your friend Mina. And, of course, Dieter.
That is odd.
Your friend Mina is quite a drag, you know.
Now her, too? Maybe it's catching.
I doubt that. What do you mean, Dieter? What's she done now?
Well, Dieter was being all charming, but all she wants to do is talk to the barkeep since they know each other or something.
Really? Will you two excuse me a moment?
Of course, dear.
Why not? Dieter is used to being abandoned.
Poor Dieter. I promise, I'll be right back.
Please hurry. You're the most interesting person aboard this ship. I don't want to lose you, Jen.
No fear of that.
Come in.
Hello again, Felicity.
Ah, if it isn't the mysterious inspector. Doctor, was it? Doctor who?
Sometimes, yes.
Pardon?
Oh, never mind. Never mind, Felicity. May I ask you a few questions?
I suppose so, Doctor. But I really wish you didn't act so familiar with me. Most people call me Dr. Hart, you know.
I'm sure they do, and I'm sure that makes you feel very confident in yourself.
Eh? Whatever do you mean?
Nothing really, but I'm more interested in your recent history, Felicity. I understand you served aboard the lost liner known as the Canary.
How the hell did you know about that?
It was a major accident for Crystal Star, was it not? Not something insignificant. No. This made the galactic news, didn't it?
Is that why you're here? Is that why you've been sent by Galactic Trans? To make sure we don't lose another one? Or were you sent by Crystal Star themselves to keep an eye on us?
Well, no matter who sent me, you must admit it is concerning. I mean, the loss of the Canary was quite a loss for Crystal Star, wasn't it? It really hit them in the purse strings, didn't it? I mean, it was costly. Big ship like that, losing all those passengers. How many died aboard that ship? How much did it cost Crystal Star in insurance?
A lot, Doctor. A hell of a lot. Trust me, we've all felt the effects of that tragedy.
Yeah, especially Captain Nate. I imagine it wasn't easy for him to get another ship after the accident. So, how did he get command of this one?
Why aren't you asking the captain these questions, Doctor?
Because I think you make a much better conversationalist. And, as we've already met, I figured, why not ask you first?
And what makes you think I know anything about it?
Call it a gut instinct. Am I wrong? Are you clueless?
What exactly are you getting at?
I saw in your service record that you and Captain Nate were once romantically involved. That was poo-pooed by the company, wasn't it?
You've seen my service record?
Oh, I've seen all the service records. Every crew member who served aboard the Canary. Part of an inspector's job, you see. It helps to know who I'm dealing with in these matters. Now, back to your relationship with Captain Nate.
All right. Crystal Star aren't really a company that approves of fraternization between crew members, no. But I don't see how that is of relevance, Doctor. Not to this situation or the other.
That remains to be seen.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means there are mysteries to be solved. Murder amongst them, and everyone aboard this ship is under suspicion.
Only according to you, Doctor.
Exactly. but I am the one investigating this tragedy.
Tragedy? Lango is hardly a major loss. He was only lucky enough to get this posting because his father is a member of the board of directors of Crystal Star. The man had no real head for leadership.
Not a major loss, eh? What a strange attitude for a medical doctor to take. Shame on you, Felicity. Didn't you take the Hippocratic Oath?
I think this interview is at an end, Doctor. Please get out. I'd like some time alone.
Very well. Perhaps it is time I spoke with good Captain Nate, but I'll be back, Felicity. I'll be back. Good day to you.
This is the Captain.
Just a warning, Nate. That interfering inspector, the Doctor, is on his way to see you now, and he knows too much. Far too much.
I knew those inspectors would be trouble, and you assured me otherwise.
Keep your hair on, Nate. Everything will work out in the end. Trust me.
The way I trusted you on the Canary?
That is all ancient history. Stop worrying, and just mind what you say to that Doctor fellow. I have it all under control.
Well, you better have. That's all I can say for both our sakes. Nate out.
Hello, Mina. Who's your friend here?
Name's Max. I'm the bartender. And who might this lovely lady be?
This is Jen. She travels with the Doctor, I, and myself now.
What a charming traveling companion.
What a flatterer.
I can be more than that, Jen. Have dinner with me.
You're moving awfully fast, mister.
He who hesitates loses.
That can be true, sometimes. But good things come to those who wait.
Pish tosh. Life is short. You've got to take your shots when they present themselves.
Yes, but only fools rush in.
Touché. But...
Hey! Sorry to interrupt this fascinating banter, but, Jen, have you learned anything yet?
From Tracy or Dieter? Not much, but there may be something interesting in what Tracy said.
Oh? Really? And what would that be?
She mentioned that all the other passengers aren't very sociable.
And you think there might be something interesting in that? I mean, so what if they don't want to mingle with those two weirdos? Who would?
Nah, wait a mo. I think I know what she means. I've noticed the same thing. None of the other passengers are nearly as chatty or personable-like.
What do you mean, Max?
Well... nobody seems to want to have any fun. And that's what this ship is designed for. Everyone's been talking about it. My friend Gary in the casino told me no one's playing. No one's enjoying themselves. Apart from that Tracy and that Dieter, no one has even ordered any drinks.
But people are chatting. I can hear them. I can see them. I see them socializing. I don't understand.
Yeah, but only with each other. I mean, listen. Eh? No one's laughing. No one's shouting. It's just general chit-chat. More a sort of murmur than actual bar scene chatter.
Max is right, Mina. No one seems happy to be here. It's like everyone is just going through the motions.
That's weird. All right. Let's talk to a few people and see why that would be. Hello there. My name's Mina. May I ask you a few, excuse me? May I ask you folks a few questions? Hello, I'm talking to you.
May I be of service?
Be of service? Do you work here?
No, I am a passenger.
And your name is?
I do not have to answer your questions. Please leave us in peace.
And you, miss, what do you have to say? Something hopefully more friendly than that.
Nothing. I have nothing to say to anyone. Please, leave us alone.
As you wish. Sorry to have bothered you. Excuse me. I don't get it. What the devil is going on here? These people seem so lifeless and rude.
It's just like I told you.
Well, that makes no sense.
Something very strange is happening aboard this ship.
Yes. And I think it's time we got to the bottom of it.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. You must be Captain Barton Nate. It is my pleasure to meet you.
You must be the Galactic Trans Inspector, known as the Doctor.
Guilty as charged.
Why would you use a phrase like that? Guilty as charged? What do you mean by that?
Calm down there, mister. It's just an expression. Everyone seems so overly sensitive aboard this ship. Trust me, I mean you no harm.
Why are you aboard my ship, then?
Just trying to solve a mystery or two. Chiefly this murder. That poor Lieutenant Lango. Why was he killed, for instance?
How should I know?
You seem awfully nervous, Captain Nate. Almost like a man with something to hide.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Perhaps not. But I'm here to get some answers, and I was hoping you could help me out with that. Please, I only have a few questions to ask.
Such as?
Well, for starters, who helped you get this command?
Who helped me? Oh, what kind of a question is that?
A straightforward one. After the Canary incident, it couldn't have been easy to convince Crystal Star to give you another command. After all, in the official report, you were held responsible for the accident, because it was you who ordered the Canary into the Cronkite asteroid belt, wasn't it? Why would you do such a thing? What reason could a luxury cruise ship have for entering such a dangerous zone?
I didn't order the ship into that asteroid belt. It was a computer malfunction. The Canary went off course.
All on her own? I think not. Besides, according to Crystal Star's own report on the incident, Chief Travis Grant reported that you purposefully ordered the helmsman to take the Canary into the Cronkite asteroid belt.
Grant, eh? I should have known. He was never very trustworthy. Besides, you really shouldn't know such details. Who are you, really? You're not a Galactic Inspector, are you?
I may not be quite what I appear to be, but then, neither is anything or anyone aboard this ship. So I ask you again, why did you take the Canary into that asteroid belt?
You ask too many questions, Doctor, and it needs to stop.
Why? Am I getting too close to something you'd like to keep secret? Is that it, Captain?
I don't have to answer your questions, and furthermore, I don't intend to. In fact, I'm going to put an end to your line of inquiry right now.
There's no need for violence, Captain Nate. We're both reasonable men. We can talk this over.
I'm done talking to you, Doctor. This ends here and now with your death.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Murder on the Solar Express, Episode 2, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Joe J. Thomas as Dieter, David Ault as Max, Tanya Milojevic as Mina, Paul R. Beese as the Doctor, Ellie Hirschman as K2, Sally Wiggett as Jen, Lexi DeSolar as Tracy, Joe Stofko as Captain Nate, Ted Winskus as Man, and Elise Krawick as Woman. The Doctor Who theme tune was remixed by Jonathan Patrick Russell, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music heard in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor for this production was Lee James Sands. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, and if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The story, Murder on the Solar Express, was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, which is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. And that's it. Thank you for your support. Join us next time for episode 3 of this adventure, brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please share and enjoy.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.